You are now facing the Royal Courts of Justice, the highest civil court in the United Kingdom. This structure was completed in the 1870s, and to modern-day viewers, this building is quite over-the-top, elaborate, and highly decorated. It's a perfect example of what we call neo-Gothic architecture. For the Victorians in the 19th century, this style of building was completely standard, not considered fancy or special in any way, and there are two reasons why the Victorians used this style of architecture so often. Firstly, the Victorians were the first generation in Britain who ever had the idea that you would want to preserve historical buildings for enjoyment in the future. Before the 1800s, tearing down a 500-year-old building was considered of no consequence to anybody. However, in their sudden desire to save as many old buildings as possible, the Victorians then developed a really bad habit of building everything new to look a lot older than it actually was. Secondly, throughout the Victorian era, the stories of Camelot, King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table, and Merlin were incredibly popular, and Queen Victoria was a known fan of these legends. Victoria believed that she embodied all the admirable characteristics of the Knights of the Round Table, and she decorated her entire robing room in the Palace of Westminster with statues and paintings depicting the legends of the adventures of Arthur and his knights. For architects who were submitting their designs for Queen Victoria's approval, they knew that if they used the Gothic architecture associated with the medieval time period that Arthur was supposed to have lived in, then the Queen would be more than likely to approve of their designs. This led to architects all over the country building everything, churches, houses, courtrooms, and stately homes, all to look like medieval palaces. This wave of faux medieval construction created this neo-Gothic type of architecture. Now cross the street away from the Royal Courts of Justice towards the Twinings tea shop across the street. Facing Twinings, with the Royal Courts of Justice behind you, head left down the Strand. Stop outside of the monument in the center of the road with the dragon on the top.